Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. Again, this is the award-winning Gwinnett Business Radio program as I hold up the little microphone trophy in front of me. And joining us back in the studio this week after avoiding us last week, Mr. Stephen Julian.
Hello, I wasn't Stephen. Avoiding you. I was on vacation, Mike. You actually gave me a vacation and I enjoyed it.
You're actually supposed to schedule your vacation around our program.
Well, I did.
And happy birthday, too.
You said I looked older.
You look a lot older since last summer.
Still not as old as you, but I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, well. One thing we know, you'll never catch me. That we know for sure.
That's true.
We've got a couple of wonderful guests here in the studio. Joining us is Christine Martinello. She's with Training Solutions International, and we're going to talk about the original Love Box today on the program.
Now, see, that would have been a perfect time to have something in the background to play.
Oh, I'm going to play it when we talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, Barry White, you got it on?
I'll pull up a little nice music or something. Exactly.
All right.
Also joining us in the studio, Michael Owens. He's with BioLife Plasma Services.
You did that with the same passion and voice. I like that.
Yes,
well done.
It'll be an interesting show. We'll be talking about the Love Box and plasma services.
Wide spectrum on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Like a hand in a glove. Go side by side. Christine, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Steve. It's great to be here.
Christine Martinello, you're the CEO of Training Solutions International, but I know you want to talk about the original Love Box, and you've got some samples in front of you that our folks on YouTube can see. What exactly are we talking about here? What is the original Love Box?
All right. The original Love Box is a tradition where people write love notes to their family and friends. They gather together and then they read them to each other. It's that simple.
Okay. How does this work? Where'd you come up with the idea? How do people partake in this?
All right. So how I came up with the idea was I'll actually take you back to 1999. And at the time I had three young children under the age of five. I was shopping in a large department store. And at the time we were just looking for Christmas gifts. It was like a cold November day in Ohio. Basically, we were looking at all the stuff on the shelves and this thought popped into my head and it was, what can I buy my kids to show them how much I love them? And I thought, nothing here. And so went home that night, talked to my husband, and we came up with the idea to write love notes. So we did it that Christmas Eve, and it was amazing because it really was giving the gift of love. I mean, we saw the kids' eyes light up and hugs and kisses and, oh, you really do think that about me? And so we've done it every year, Christmas Eve since, for 16 years. And it has brought so much joy to our family. And then it grew because I'll forward you to 2012. And that's when I had three teenagers. That was not as much feeling the love as when they were little kids.
Which is another show entirely.
Right. But they had been trained on expressing their love. And so that year was a tough year for us. My parents were living with us. My dad was ill. He went home in April of 2012. My oldest son graduated high school in May of that year. And as we were going through all his stuff to get him ready that summer to go to college, what happened was we were going through all this stuff and we were sitting on the floor one day and he said, you know what? I want to put some of those love notes in my wallet. And so he took the love notes out of his drawer and put them in his wallet and still has them to this day. And I think it's so cool how of all the stuff through all the years, those love notes were a very tangible keepsake to show him how much his family and friends loved him.
So obviously the Love Box started out of the passion and love in your own family, starting a family tradition. Talk about the transition from doing something in your own family to now turning it into a product, into a business.
Right.
Wow. Thank you very much. So Christine, tell us about the transition.
So in
Can you talk with that music in the background?
No, she can't.
So what happened was the past 10 years, I had been talking to people about it as I was doing training, right. You know, during the holiday season. Hey, try this tradition. Mm-hmm. And so year after year, people came back to me and said, I did that tradition. It was amazing. Can you make it? And I thought, well, I don't know how to make it. You know, I mean, I was doing corporate training, not really manufacturing product development, but so many people came to me. And then when I realized how important it was actually three people came to me. And one person said, what do you need? Do you need investors? Do you need, you know, business advisor? We'll provide everything. And I thought, well, if they have that much passion behind it, and I had that much passion about how important it was, then we started the process. So it was a year long process. I wrote the book with my husband, which was interesting.
Again, another story.
Yeah, for another story. Yeah. But we wrote the book together, and it was about a year journey of creation, manufacturing, market research, and so many people loved it. And so that came out a few years ago. And then, so that was the Christmas Love Box that came out first. And then people started using it all year round. So they started using it for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, for birthdays, for weddings. They would write love notes to the wedding party. Baby showers. So the market came back to us and said, we love this. Can you make it grow for an all year long product? And so that's where we're going to come out with the original Love Box in May.
I feel like we're on an episode of Shark Tank. You come up with this idea and this is actually a business now. You've turned this into a business.
It is a business.
Okay. So you have a couple of the boxes with you. What would we find inside the box?
All right.
Can I open it? Can
yes,
I open
you
it?
Can. Okay. Yes, Steve.
You've got the Christmas one.
A YouTube original. All right. I'm going to open it.
So you
go
open
ahead.
Yours
you talk.
Okay.
Well, you talk and
so,
I'll open.
All right. So what's in the Christmas Love Box is love notes. There's 30 love notes. And then the Christmas Love Box book, which has a children's story that's fully illustrated. And then how to do love notes, sample love notes for guys or people that may say, I don't know what to write in a love note. Well, there's full instructions in there with sample love notes. And so, and actually, there's a little love note for you in there, Mike, too, that I wrote for you.
Oh, it's
so,
for Mike.
Steve, I didn't know. I'll get you one.
Dear Mike. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read
don't,
it on
Don't
here.
Read my love note.
No. That
oh,
is you're right
oh, there's another one. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry.
All right. So that
apparently
was
apparently Mike was supposed to open this box.
So that was the
hey,
Christmas.
Hey, Michael, I hope plasma is as exciting as this love stuff here.
All right, so let's fast forward to the original Love Box. So what we have in here is that this is actually just a prototype of it. We'll have the it'll be ready in May. It's being manufactured now. So what we have inside here is actually a similar kind of box that they can keep their love notes in forever. Then we also have different love notes. They're a heart within a heart. And then the love book. This one is for couples. And so the subtitle is Creating Our Love Story That Never Ends. And so what is really cool about this, which is a very unique, there's nothing on the market like it, is that a couple can take this and use it on their date nights or on their anniversary or whenever and actually write their own love story. So my husband and I wrote stories that prompt them to create their own love story and to keepsake it. And then there's also poetry that my husband has written through the years, love poems that he's written, and also love quotes from every single religion throughout time. So I'm pretty proud of it. It's pretty cool.
We're talking with Christine Martinello, the founder and originator, creator of the original Love Box. Now, Christine, in a world, okay, so I'm going to ask you a little bit of a philosophical question, so get ready. In a world that constantly is moving forward in speed and technology and
impersonalization.
Well, impersonalization and just efficiency. Efficiency above all else, you know, logistics and Watson and all that stuff. What do you think is the reason why this has started to touch a chord?
Because it is a precious keepsake of love. And when you read someone's handwriting and you have that experience of actually sharing those love notes out loud, that is a kind of closeness and connection that you have with people that you simply don't have through texts or email or whatever. Right. It gets much deeper. And when people write the love notes, what we have in the books or how you write it, it's not just, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, everyone can say that. We love everything, right? But it's, how is that person a gift to you? And it goes much deeper that, you know, God loves us and how are we going to really love each other? So it is much deeper. And I think that people are craving connection, real connection that lasts a lifetime.
And it's taking time, right? It's and I think it goes back to the very first thing you said. you stood in a store and said, how can I show my kids I love them?
Right.
What can I get them? And then you thought, I'll write them a note.
Right. And it was so awesome that here it is 21 years later, my son is still keeping love notes and my daughter and other people. And it's not just our family, though. I mean, it has grown exponentially where other families, intergenerational. We did it with our grandparents, aunts and uncles, you know, like friends that were with us, whoever was with us on Christmas Eve, we did the love box tradition. That is our tradition. And, you know, we light candles and so it is just growing in family love. It's not just romantic love between a husband and wife. It's that whole divine love that we can share. And people want to feel that and they want to feel loved. And it's much deeper than just surface love.
You mentioned how the idea came. She's trying to figure out how to show her love to her children. That's the difference between Christine and myself. I would have bought my son like a candy bar. And you came up with the love box.
Well, there's plenty of Legos there that he had to decipher through as well.
Let me get to the heart of the matter.
Oh.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
No, see, you
wait for it.
But, that was so worth the wait, man.
Yes. Cost? And where can people buy the love boxes?
Okay. So the cost of the original love box for the whole kit is $34.95. And now the book is going to sell separately for $19.95. And then the additional cards are $9.95. Everything can be purchased on originallovebox.com. And we're looking to partner with more stores. It is in a few stores, but we need to really grow this to be with a lot more stores.
So this is what's great. In a year or two, there's going to be a mom in a store going, what can I buy for my family to show them I love them? And now they can find something in a store.
Yeah, it's organized, it's concise, it's ready. They can just take it, you know, and then keep it on their bookshelf year to year. And I think to answer your question, Steve, a little bit fuller, you know, it stands up just like a book. And you have year to year. I mean, in that Christmas love box are some of my family's love notes. And, you know, to be able to look back and have 16 years of love for myself and each of my children, I mean, that's just powerful. You know, all in one place. It's not like they're all scattered. Some are in the jewelry box, some are in the, you know, it's all in one place. You just pull out that box and you open it up and all that love sort of floods back in all those relationships when you read them.
And in order to promote spreading the love on Business Radio X, I'm going to give this box back to Christine because it was meant for you, Mike. So she can
are
hand
you ready,
it to
Mike?
You. There
are
we
you
go.
Ready?
Oh, now we need a drum roll.
Yeah.
Oh, wait for it. No, wait. We're not
getting you wanted
that.
A drum roll. I wasn't.
No, I just whatever.
I've got something better for Christine. Christine, yes. Here. Let me get this. Zane.
Oh, this he's doing
is this is yeah. Hopefully, if I can get this done right, this is for you. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll just have to wait till he starts. But where can people get this now? Because you're talking about retail locations. Give the website.
Right. It's originallovebox.com. You can also join the Facebook page, Original Love Box, and we have a Twitter page and we have a YouTube channel. Excuse me. Can I start again? It's original.
Well, here's my thing to you.
Yeah, now that we've got the musical intro,
we're going to owe Captain Antonio some royalties.
Let's do it again. She's actually singing. It's good.
You guys are actually dancing in the studio.
Closed my eyes. I went away for a little bit. I can't wait to hear what song you picked for Michael Owens and BioLife Plasma.
Okay, you wanted to start again?
Did I say original or did I say Christmas?
You said original.
Oh, okay.
So it's originallovebox.com.
Yeah.
Originallovebox.com. Okay. And here was my question, and maybe you can't answer this today, but wow, he's drowning me out. Okay. Can you tell what store? Can you tell us any of the stores that it's currently
well,
in?
Right or is now, that, it's in small it's in, boutiques.
Okay.
And we're, you know, trying to get it into wedding stores and then small, you know, like boutiques first and then larger stores. So it's not really any big boxes yet.
So to our friends at Walmart and Costco and our friends at Bed Bath & Beyond and name the other store, all the other stores, you need to reach out and talk to Christine Martinello and get the original love box in your store for this Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
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 As soon as the show's over, I'm going to write you a love note, Stephen. Don't take this the wrong way, but because you feel a little left out, so because she did not realize you were co-hosting.
Thanks. And Christine, when Walmart and Costco come through and you get them on the site, then I don't need a nickel, just a penny for everyone that you sell. How's that? Can we
Steve,
work that out?
We'll work something out. I like definitely that.
Capitalism and love together. It's awesome.
There are love notes. There are 30 love notes in there, so you can just spread the love
for the whole tray and Z. They get their own love note too, and we can all give you love notes too.
Michael, I hope you brought some plasma for everybody here in the studio. All right, Christine Martinello, CEO, Original Love Box. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this. This is really cool stuff. Very, very nice.
It's my joy to be here. It's such a pleasure, Mike and Steven.
I have a feeling she'll be using the video and audio of the show to market the heck out of this.
Either that or just get a good laugh once a week. One of the two.
There you go. I love the passion. Thank you.
Thank you.
And speaking of love, that kind of ties into your next segment.
Absolutely. Love is what makes a Subaru. And we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Atlanta studios here at Business Radio X here in Gwinnett. And not only is love what makes a Subaru, you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. I would love that. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Real people selling cars. I love that too. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then you love Subaru. And you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. You might even love them so much you might want to write a love note to them.
I
know how to do that because I can get the Original Love Box and write a love note to you. This is great. This is awesome.
You know, there's a whole segment of our audience out there who have no idea who Captain and Tennille are.
That's right.
All right. Enough of that nonsense.
Weren't they in World War II? Weren't they serving with Patton?
All right, Michael, top that. Michael Owens is now our guest here on the program. He is the Plasma Center Manager for BioLife Plasma Services. Michael, tell us about the company and what you guys do.
We are a plasma center here in Georgia. This is the third center we've opened here in the state of Georgia. We have 82 across the U.S. And basically, it's a plasma collection center where people come in and donate the plasma out of their blood, where it's then used for immune therapy medicine, which can't be made unless you actually have donors to do it. So they are actually then compensated for their time also. So
it's interesting because we always hear about the blood donor and, and blood centers. And here we're talking plasma. Who is eligible to donate their plasma?
Basically, if you're over 18 years old and healthy, you can donate. It's you go through a process the first time you come in for about 2 hours. They do a health history review to make sure you're healthy enough to use to donate the plasma and then what it's used for medicine. And then after that, the best part is when you come in, it's only an hour. You make an appointment, you come in, you're in and out in an hour with the whole process. So
that was a good question by Mike talking about who's eligible. So let me ask the question for someone who has donated blood before. What's the difference? What differences are they going to experience in donating plasma rather than the normal experience of donating blood?
You know, the difference is you can do it twice a week with one day off in between. Usually when we donate whole blood, you know, you donate one time, it's for 8 weeks. The process with the whole blood is they take everything. The process, the plasmapheresis process, what we call it here, it's a machine where it draws your blood out, it separates it and takes the plasma, which is just water and protein. That's all it is. And most of your blood is actually made up of that. So as long as you're hydrated, it recuperates pretty quickly. And then what it does is it gives you red blood cells and platelets and so forth back to you. And that's why you can do it twice a week with one day off in between, because it's not taking the entire components, which, you know, a lot of people, when they say they donate for the first time to me, they say, oh, you know, usually sometimes I felt dizzy or, you know, I didn't feel good after, and they don't feel anything because you're not taking everything from them. You know, you're just taking the plasma and then it's back.
So then let me ask you, the people who donate blood obviously are doing that to serve their fellow man, obviously doing that to return life because blood is used in surgeries and things like that. You touched on it, but I'm going to ask you to go a little bit deeper. What are the needs for plasma? Can you give some real specific examples of how the plasma is used? You kind of talked about it being used in treatments. So go into that.
So
expound on that.
The two big things that they use the plasma-based product for is immune deficiency diseases and hemophiliac. So hemophilia is, you know, you and I get hit with a baseball in the arm, we get a bruise, we clot, we have a bruise there. Well, some people will continue to bleed. They can't stop bleeding. And then immune deficiency diseases, there's various different types of immune deficiency diseases out there. Some as far as, you know, they have to go and have an infusion once a month to once a week to every 2 months, where you and I get a cold, we fight it off. They can be put in a hospital where some people won't sustain at all without the medicine. So, and the biggest part to hold on to is that none of it can be made unless you have healthy donors that do it. So there's no synthetic way of making the product what we need for the donors.
Talking with Michael Owens with BioLife Plasma Services, and talk about the challenges of getting people to donate, because I think getting people to donate blood, they kind of understand that. Mm-hmm. They grew up with that. Talk about the challenges that you face having to, when what you're doing here is great because you're educating people about, mm-hmm. about donating plasma, but that can't be an easy job.
No, you know, and I just moved to Georgia from Texas, and I was at a center there that was established. So coming into a new market in general, it's a unique thing for marketing when you go out there. But the biggest thing to learn, I think, out of it is donors think they come in and they donate, you know, and that's it. But you're actually compensated for your time. And a lot of people like the idea that they can come in, it's fast. You know, there's internet, there's daycare for the kids if they want to come in and bring it. It's super fast. Some other competitors we have, you know, it could take 2-3 hours for you to come in and donate. BioLife, it's an hour. You're in and out. I mean, the donors I talk to every day here at my new center, they just can't believe that if they donated plasma before, how much quicker it is. They're in and out, and they're blown away by it. And it's a nice thing to hear about that. So,
and the BioLife Plasma Center, that is the only thing you're collecting is plasma. Is that correct?
Just plasma. Correct. Okay. Yep.
Are there certain people you cannot collect from that if you've done this, or maybe the night before you had some of this, you probably don't need to come in?
Yeah, there's, so every day when you come in, your fingerprint is used for everything in the process. You sign in electronically, you're identified by your fingerprint with biometrics there. So it basically, when you come in and you're just a normal donor and you come in today and you're donating, it's going to ask you a series of questions every day. And you answer them on a touch screen. And if they're aberrant is what we call them, they'd speak to a nurse or, you know, a medical historian, and they'll be determined if they can donate that day. Some of the things were, have you had a flu shot? You know, have you had a tattoo or piercing since your last visit? Any question that can hinder the process for the collection, they ask. And then if they answer yes or no to it, you know, it gets evaluated. So.
One quick question, Michael. You mentioned people are compensated. I know a lot out there are going, okay, what are you talking about as far as compensation? How much are we talking?
The center here that we're doing in Georgia, it's $20.50 right now. So you get $20 for your first donation of the week, which is an hour, and $50 on your second donation of the week. So a total of $70, you're $280. There's also
I could buy a love box for that.
Yeah,
kind of
yes,
money.
You could. Yeah. You could. There you go. So yeah, if you want your love box, you come to donate by my center and we can get you one.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
And then there's also a coupon out there right now where you get $50 on your first 5 donations. So when you come in. So yeah, there's a lot of great deals right now going on.
Meaning $50. So rather than the $20.50, you would get $50 for your first.
$50 on the first 5 donations you come in.
So that gets people up and running.
Yeah. And really
your typical people who come in and participate, are they trying to do it twice a week? Are they just, hey, I'm trying to put it in my schedule? I mean, because obviously at the base of all of this is we want to give back to our fellow man. Mm-hmm. So are people trying to get in? Because I know when you're giving blood, you try to get in the habit. You get called and brought in. Most people coming in repeat customers.
Yeah, I think the average at my center here is, you know, it's 5.3 donations out of 8 donations a month a donor could get. We average. So for the most part, you know, we just went to the 20-50 where you get 50 on your second. That's the highest I've ever been. I've been doing this for 9 years. That just started last week and I'm already seeing an increase because, you know, $50 for an hour of time, it's pretty good. So, you know, it really helps drive get it in. So
it's more than Mike pays me for an hour of time on the show.
You know, and the best part is you make an appointment online so you can come in. And so if you decide, okay, I'm going to be there at 6 o'clock tonight, you're going to get in and you're in and out in an hour. And it's really good.
You might not be getting $50 an hour, but you're getting a love note.
So, I am. And I'm getting to meet fantastic business owners in the community.
Michael, talk about your location again, and also for people that want to sign up, how do they go about that?
Sure. We're located in Snellville at 3440 Centerville Highway. So the best way for me that I tell people when you're at the intersection of Highway 78 and 124, mm-hmm. it's about 3 miles south on 124. from there. So, and then the, if you are interested, you go to BiolifePlasma.com and you can go online and schedule your appointment, make a profile. You can also learn everything there is and know about donating plasma, how to have a healthy donation, what to eat, what to drink, what to expect, the amenities that we have there and so forth.
Let me also ask as a quick follow-up, that's the one in Snellville, which I assume is the newest one that, that you were talking about. You said mm-hmm. there are two other centers in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give those locations.
The other one is Douglasville. And the other one is located in Warner Robins, which is, I think, south of Macon.
Yep, it is.
And then we're looking at putting two more in the state of Georgia. And it looks like these two would probably be in the suburbs of Atlanta from what the data is showing.
Great, great. Well, Mike, we appreciate you coming in. And again, we appreciate the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. One last time, the website is?
BiolifePlasma.com.
Great. Michael Owens with BioLife Plasma Services. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Steven.
What? I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here thinking $20, $50. I like this. And again, helping the fellow man. Speaking of helping your fellow man, that is what Maria and her team at Ferritech do every day. Right, Mike? Do you know how?
I do, because I've seen it with my own eyes.
You have. Yes. And Ferritech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferritech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more info, visit ferritech.com. That's ferratech.com. So you can type out important business messages, write out important love messages, and then go give plasma and get paid to do it all over again and help somebody not die. That's a great day, Mike.
Well, you can help somebody not die.
It helps somebody not die, build them up through love letters, and then get that important email off, get that important fax off, copy out that important presentation, close the next deal so that you can be a business leader in Gwinnett and come on Business Radio X.
I was going to play a little more Captain and Tennille, and Trey gave me the evil eye. So.
Yeah. So as I was going there, you need some kind of capitalism love song somewhere, because that's what I'm promoting.
Oh, there's plenty of those all over.
Absolutely.
The radio.
Absolutely.
All right.
Shane McMahon's theme at Raw, dollar, dollar, dollar. Right, Trey?
Oh, he brought up a wrestling reference.
It's a complete show now.
Best show ever, right? You got that wrestling reference in.
Woo!
All right. By the way, if you go to our Twitter account or our Facebook account, the photo right there on the homepage, it's us doing wrestling moves.
That's right.
So you should appreciate that. Big thank you to our guest, Michael Owens with BioLife Plasma Services, and Christine Martinello with Original Love Box. A quick reminder, you can listen to any of these shows or watch any of these shows anytime. We're on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Business Radio X Gwinnett. But also you can go to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com and listen to any of our shows 24/7. They are up there for you. You can also download any of the shows on iTunes. Steven, I was going to ask you any more parting comments, but you're playing with the love
box. No, this is why, Mike. It took 3 years, but I finally, now that we have the YouTube channel, I finally get to feel I'm a Price is Right Barker's beauty. Oh, but I got to turn it this way. That's why I'm not, you know, so I finally get to do this on the air. It's awesome.
You had it turned the wrong way. Unbelievable.
All right. Put it on the shelf like this.
All right. We got to end the show because I've got some love notes to write for Steven and Trey and Z, our producers. I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time. I will. Steven may or may not. Right here on
Fired Again
Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.